broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant, and the solution for we the people to get control of our out-of-control government again. Welcome to the broadcast live from the National Republican Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We sit atop Radio Row, ladies and gentlemen, telling you the tale of liberty everywhere we go. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby in the house, broadcasting live. Got Matt the Copperhead hanging out in the wings. Got Lowell Nelson breaking down last hour with the rules committees and all that stuff. You got the Donald going to speak Thursday night. You got Mike Pence as vice presidential material now, they say. And the question is, how well does the governor do? We talked last hour about the John Birch Society. And how they gave him kind of a 62, 65, anywhere from 40 to 80%, depending on the year of the congressional sessions we're discussing. However, Mike Pence is quite conservative comparatively. Now, Ann Coulter doesn't like Mike, says he's a sellout on immigration. But for the most part, I think that Mike Pence will do a lot for the ticket to bring the Donald to more conservative viewpoints. Now, we also talked with Lowell Nelson about a lot of people on the roster that will be speaking during this four-day convention that'll really be a lot more conservative. Now, the mainstream press just came on at the top of the hour and talked about Peter Thiel will be speaking. He's an openly gay man. And I didn't know Peter was that way. Peter Thiel is usually a libertarian by nature as well. He was involved in PayPal, has plenty of money, funds political issues. He was the guy that wanted to fund kind of ship cities out in the middle of the ocean that wouldn't have the traditional rules of a normal city. And so Peter Thiel will be speaking, and time will tell how that goes. Now, Donald Trump also, though, is starting to move forward to more conservative viewpoints. It looks like the Electoral College is saying that the Donald is in tie with Hillary. And so a lot of people said, oh, man, it doesn't matter what the people want in some random states. Hillary's got it all banged up, all tightened up. That isn't true, according to the latest research in the Electoral College. And more, Kurt, what do you think of that? Hillary and the Donald in a dead heat Electoral College speaking.
You know, that's... What I'm wondering is, is that where you can get a bachelor's degree from the Electoral College, or do you get a master's? What do you get from that?
Yeah, Kurt needs to talk louder. I'm with you. He always needs to talk louder. I'm trying to deal with the knobs. I got spoons in the way here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know why I got those, but nevertheless. All right, Kurt's louder. Go.
You know, I suppose that's good news, at least. When it comes to the Electoral College and the National... You know, that kind of stuff. I've said all along that I'd be surprised if Hillary gets a couple of states. Based on the whole thing that I can see, I think Trump will win it big time.
I hope you're right, Kurt. Not that I'm a complete Donald fan, but compared to Hillary, I mean, if we're just going to simply take everybody else out of the mix and say it's a Donald versus Hillary contest, Sam, I mean, I'm way on board for the Donald and the Mike Pence compared to the Hillary and the who knows who. I mean, who do you think Hillary might even have for her running mate, Kurt? So it's clear to me that even if Donald's got some problems, I mean, I question his morality and I question some viewpoints. He was pro-abortion before he was against it, for instance. You know, I'm concerned about he's great friends with Hillary. I mean, there's some concerns about who the Donald is. But nevertheless, if you're going to compare it to a Hillary, at least Donald gets an outsider a chance. When I say an outsider, he's an insider when it comes to government and big business. But he is an outsider in the sense that he's never been in government before. And if we're just going to simply take an idea that says, hey, we're going to try somebody new for a change, then no doubt Donald gets the nod. So that's kind of the battle with that. I think Donald's faring a whole lot better. I mean, at first they said he wouldn't even win. Then after he, you know, basically vanquished all foes, what, all 16 of them? Is that right, Kurt? Wasn't there 17 total?
That's correct.
So he kind of, you know, trounced all 16 of them. But now the latest headlines say Ted Cruz and the Donald might have had their differences, but now the Donald got some plans, some good plans for Ted Cruz, Kurt. Now, as long as Ted Cruz isn't presidential material, because I don't think he's constitutionally qualified to serve, Now, I know those around me in the mainstream press, I'm surrounded by mainstream press people, folks. They would all basically say, oh, you're one of those birthers. No, I just simply know what it takes to be constitutionally qualified to be president. He doesn't make the case. Nevertheless, if he wants to be somewhere in the cabinet, Kurt, serve in the Senate, do something else that doesn't have that constitutional requirement, then you know what? That's wonderful. And so I kind of like to see that, that Donald is putting forth a lot of an olive branch, giving people a chance. He's broadening his campaign, Kurt. He's starting to tell you who he'd do business with, who he'd have on his team. All those are signs of somebody settling down and not just having a big brawl with somebody, but really looking to make a difference, Kurt. And I'm really excited about that opportunity. I hope this does continue down this track.
Well, it's good to see you're getting all excited about it, Sam. I mean, I'm sure Donald Trump is pretty excited to know that you're getting excited about it.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Donald Trump son still needs to respond to my open letter.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to send Kurt in to demand accountability on that. And he can talk about my open letter and such like that.
I'll get to work on that, right.
Get that done. You're not too far from the Donald right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, we need to get the Copperhead in the mix. We want to talk about some of the police shootings that have taken place over the weekend. We stand squarely with the police officers. We're saddened to see the loss of innocent life. It's a tragedy. This hostility towards the police in America being backed by the administration and others is an absolute tragedy. In my opinion, it borders on criminal for some of these people. Nevertheless, it's important to understand that we do back the police officers. We're saddened for the loss of life. Our prayers are with their families, and I'm telling you right now, look, I agree there's some cops that are overboard, and we certainly need to get the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in there to train them to protect people's rights and to understand that the people are not the enemy of the police. Most of us are absolutely law-abiding, police-supporting citizens. So we need to kind of settle down the police there, no question, because there's too many times where they do things that they ought not do. But that doesn't mean that we need to turn against the police or turn against the establishment in America. I'm telling you, anarchy or some kind of I'm not sure what word I'm looking for, but the breakdown of civil hierarchy, that's a good word, Kurt, thanks. Hierarchy, something like that, is not a good thing. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to be way worse off if we don't have any order in society anymore because we say, oh, everybody's bad. Us breaking up into tribes and jettisoning the proper role of limited government is not a good answer either, because what happens is there becomes a vacuum of power and somebody always jumps in to fill it, and most likely it'll be even somebody more tyrannical and evil and more of a despot than what we've currently got. So we need to be very careful that we don't always think the grass is greener, and we need to really stand up for the police officers. Copperhead, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Thanks, Sam.
You got to get on your mic, buddy.
Thank you, Sam. This is Matt the Copperhead live from the RNC convention in Cleveland, Ohio. It's so great to be here, brother. Just real tumultuous month we've been having all over the country and all over the world, especially here with this whole Black Lives massacres that have been going on for police officers. And, you know, I use that terminology because absolutely – what's going on here is our law enforcement, the men and women, our brothers and sisters that are on the front line are getting executed. And if Black lives really mattered, what about their lives? What about the lives of one of the police officers in Baton Rouge who was executed and he just has a newborn son? You know, that's just another African-American child that's going to grow up fatherless. You know, we put that in the mix.
And your point's well taken, Matt, that we really need to think about this fatherless discussion. I don't care if it's a white person or a black person or anybody. Statistics show when fathers are present, when fathers are involved emotionally and morally and physically and spiritually and everything else, lives go better for women and children, period, end of paragraph. So, you know, we need to be clear about that, and it's not a racial statement to say we need intact traditional families.
Absolutely. You know, our good friend Sean Bergen was so far ahead of the curve when he said, he told us about this. You know, this is one of the major crux of this issue. This problem that we're having is you have a whole society that doesn't have a father figure telling them right from wrong. There's no culpability. There's no blame. There's no accountability or responsibility. And this is what we've wound up with. It's got to end. And
well, and it starts with the mainstream press acknowledging facts and jettisoning their belligerent agendas, which seem to promote black over whites. They need to stop that racial manipulation. The double standard's got to go. We need to set aside race. We need to truly believe in the idea that the content of a person's character matters most. We also need to acknowledge, though, there are differences between blacks and whites.
Absolutely.
We can accept those differences, and we can move ahead in a polite, respectful way to say special privileges for none, equality for all. And I think we start there and say, look, we all agree that we're all children of God, and we don't want any harm to anybody.
Absolutely.
The second you say that, though, they dub you a racist, and they pretend you lose the battle. I don't care what they call me. I stand up for God, family, and country, and God's children everywhere. And I do believe in the equality for all idea. This is Liberty Roundtable live from the National Republican Convention on your radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We sit atop Radio Row broadcasting live all 4 days from the convention, ladies and gentlemen. That's the great news. We've talked about the rules. We've talked about Mike Pence a little bit. We've talked about the right to keep and bear arms, and that will not be infringed, and the good news that they're not taking away people's right to carry. That's great news. They have a perimeter outside, which is good news. They do have the convention locked down pretty good. A lot of people were worried that it was going to be a free-for-all and that Black Lives Matter and all these hostile groups were going to just come belligerently in everybody's face. That has not happened yet. So far, it's been a peaceful event. We've taken time out to really identify with the police officers that have lost their lives over the weekend. Our prayers are no doubt with their families, and this belligerence, this lawlessness has got to stop. Donald Trump dubbing himself the presidential candidate for law and order, and which I think is a good thing. We need more of that. And the Donald's starting to surround himself with a lot of good people. By the way, this half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think ThePowerMall.com and thank Joyce Riley and crew. 877-817-9829 is where you can call and order incredible discounts on books and CDs and DVDs, incredible herbal products and more. Get a hold of ThePowerMall.com or 877-817-9829. Now, Matt the Copperhead on scene as well. It's amazing how many places the Copperhead gets. But Copperhead, you want to talk about a sponsor that helped us get you here as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I like to give a good shout out to my dear friends at Battery Station, West Plains, Missouri. Folks, for all your battery needs and all survival goods, look them up, batterystation.com. If you happen to be in the West Plains, Missouri area, or they will ship anywhere around the world and anywhere in the United States. BatteryStation.com.
All right, you got to dig it. So, Copperhead, as you've kind of launched into the convention here, you're on the inside. It took us a long time to get in here. I want to kind of talk about this a little bit. Even though it's a very controlled environment and everything else, it seems pretty peaceful, pretty safe. At the same time, getting anywhere around the downtown area is kind of a nightmare, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real labyrinth of security that they've set up, and this is the environment we're in this country. It's kind of like going into the green zone in Iraq. You have secure barriers, concrete, various law enforcements, federal, state, and local, all armed to the hilt here, and that's just the reality we live in, Sam.
A lot of people are saying the FBI is everywhere, and I'm like, good. Most of those guys listen to Liberty Roundtable Live anyway, so why don't they go ahead and jump on the air with us? We can talk to the FBI about some of the events or the things they're seeing or whatever. We pray for a peaceful convention is all I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. One thing we cannot underestimate is the power of good Christian people's prayers. We got to do our very best to be secure. We can't just pray and then do nothing. We got to do our best and then pray to God for the rest. And I pray we have a good, peaceful, successful convention. And so far, that's what it looks like we have the makings of. Matt?
Absolutely. We're praying for the best, and I'm sure the law enforcement around here is prepared for the worst. You know, that's my hope and prayers go out to these brave men and women that wear the shield all around us. God bless them.
All right. Anything else you see at the convention? Interesting, we're surrounded by, you know, mainstream press media people. You got Hugh Hewitt over there. You got Michael Medved, a lot of the Christian broadcasters. So far, we haven't seen Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or any of those guys yet. But there's a lot of broadcasters here, that's for sure. Got a room full of them. As far as we understand, there's hundreds of them. We even saw National Public Radio. There's a lot of people everywhere.
Oh, yeah. There's faces, familiar faces walking around all over here. Herman Cain just stopped by. I said, talked to him for a while. Governor Huckabee, I was out down below real quick. Governor Huckabee, ex-governor of the great state of Arkansas, had a quick chat with him.
Yeah, he's a whole lot better governor than yours truly, wasn't he? He did all right.
Oh, you're forgetting the greatest governor of all. Not really.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee actually did a decent job, a Christian. I don't agree with him on everything, but a good shout-out to the Huckabee, right? Yeah, it was a presidential candidate multiple times as well.
Absolutely. Might not agree on everything, but he's a good man all the same.
Who else? Anybody else you see here that's important?
Well, what I like to see, and it's really important, we have great men and women working the convention, setting the place up. We got union electricians, CWA communication workers doing the right thing. I'm so happy to see these people employed, bringing money to Cleveland, in middle America, good work at union jobs, and having happy workers. I'm so happy to hear that.
Right next door, you got Urban Black Radio personalities there. They seem like very nice people. We had a chance to talk to them a little earlier. And they seem like great neighbors here at the broadcast hall. So that was pretty neat to see them. They used to be with Cumulus, and now they're doing some stuff with some radio stations right here in Cleveland proper, right?
Oh, absolutely. We got the whole black and white cookie thing going on here. It's Liberty Roundtable and Urban Radio.
You know what you call that, Kurt? I mean, Matt?
Yeah, when you go to New York and you go to a deli, you get a black and white cookie. Best of both worlds.
All right. To me, you call it Americans.
Absolutely. Right? That's what it's all about.
Americans. And you know, we're against the illegality wherever it is. And if we want to change our policy to be more appropriate, you know, that's something for discussion. But just because we are against illegality, that doesn't mean that we're not friends with those around us. And that's what the mainstream press would like you to believe, that we're just somehow all racially belligerent and everything else. None of those things are true. An acknowledgement of reality and then to move forward with solutions is really, in my opinion, what we ought to focus on. It's just tough to get there with a lot of the mainstream, isn't it?
Well, listen, if people truly have hate in their hearts, no matter what their race is, no matter what their religion is, that will always come out. We have nothing but love for everybody. And that's where we have to get back to as a nation.
Now, by the way, isn't Philadelphia considered the city of love or whatever?
City of brotherly love.
All right. Well, that's where the Democrats are meeting this year in about a week, right?
Yeah, I imagine.
Hillary, are you going to roll over there, Copperhead?
I think I'll be passing on that one.
Hillary might let you in, buddy.
Well, listen, I've seen
you
can
do a broadcast. Would have you dial in
the do Copperhead, a live broadcast with Hillary?
The Copperhead hanging with Hillary? Yeah.
Maybe from a jail cell, maybe from the federal pen.
You and Hillary can go to prison together?
Well, when she gets there, I'll interview her.
So, you know, we do see Hillary for prison bumper stickers everywhere, don't we?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You even got them high in the sky. What's the man that's flying?
Alex Jones and crew running around with InfoWars. You know, he talked about his blimps, and he raised money from a lot of the people to put the blimps up, and literally we see him in the sky, buddy. It's for real. It's here. We're on the ground watching the blimp roll by, and it's got all kinds of cool messages on it, huh?
Absolutely. I dig that for sure.
I'm telling you right now, we're on the ground taking care of business, keeping an eye on the convention. That's what we're doing, right?
Yeah, we might even bump into him.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, you know what? Good for him. Again, we need more people telling the tale of liberty, not less. If you ask my opinion, right?
Hey, it's all about liberty. It's all about standing up for your rights. And it's all about our nation.
Do you predict anything crazy and off script, Copperhead, for this event, or do you think it'll just be pretty standard, pretty, you know?
No, this is going to be one for the books, unfortunately. My prediction is that you are going to have knuckleheads come out and cause a panic, but the good men and women of law enforcement are going to keep law and order in this town, and Donald Trump from the pulpit and from the stand will be demanding law and order. And this will resonate with everyone in this country. Donald Trump is the law and order president. He's the candidate for president, but when he becomes president, he's going to make it happen. From securing our borders, not letting people just show up sight unseen, no background checks, come into this country as refugees, get welfare. He's the law and order president. He's going to make it happen.
Flat out of time this segment. Give a final shout out to thebatterystation.com.
BatteryStation.com, West Plains, Missouri.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Sam, Kurt will be back. We're looking for some guests on the floor, but it's a little crazy. But, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll get guests and a whole lot more live in Cleveland from the National Republican Convention. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Over 9,400 civilians, government soldiers, and Russian-backed rebel fighters have been killed in Ukraine since a 2013 to 2014 pro-European uprising in Kiev sparked a separatist conflict in eastern regions of the country. The UN report documenting the carnage, the first of its kind since the start of the conflict, offers detailed allegations of summary executions and arbitrary killings in the conflict zone that have been carried out while no armed hostilities were taking place in the immediate vicinity. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Just weeks after dropping out of the race to become Britain's Prime Minister, former London Mayor Boris Johnson received a political lifeline Wednesday when he was appointed the nation's Foreign Secretary, under new conservative Prime Minister Theresa May. The New York-born Johnson, who supported Brexit, has earned a reputation for colorful rhetoric and an obvious distaste for political correctness. In other news, an unusual coalition of 13 Republicans and 12 Democrats on Wednesday announced the creation of the House Fourth Amendment Caucus to protect Americans' privacy rights against calls for increased government surveillance in the wake of terrorist attacks. As its name implies, the Fourth Amendment Caucus assembled out of concerns on the part of lawmakers that the government is increasingly seeking the power to search Americans' electronic data without a warrant in defiance of the amendment's explicit protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Liberty Roundtable live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We are a top radio row. We are live, and we are covering the convention in detail. We talked about Mike Pence, Donald Trump's vice presidential pick, and the good that he might bring to the table. We talked about a lot of the different speakers, David A. Clark Jr. and many others that looked pretty good. We talked about a lot of people are starting to say, you know what, the Donald's for real. He's settling down. He's not arguing with people. He's talking a whole lot more on script. And some people would be critical of that, but at the same time, hey, the media is howling for blood, and they want to take advantage of any misstep somebody makes. So you got to be very careful, no doubt about that. The convention rulemaking was last week. We'll get the rules announced today. And we got all kinds of stuff going on throughout the day.
You know, Sam, on the gunowners.org website, the headline reads, Governor Mike Pence on the Second Amendment. Then it says, Indiana Governor Mike Pence has been chosen, you know, as we know, by Trump. He says he served for 12 years as a member of the House of Representatives before he won the gubernatorial election.
Yeah, so a six-term congressman, right?
That's right. Good job. And then the gunowners.org website says Trump's record on the Second Amendment includes support in 2000 for the ban of so-called assault weapons that Bill Clinton pushed through in 94.
This is shame on you, Michael.
That's right. Well, no, this was Trump's.
Trump was for the.
And so the gun owners say this has been a weakness for Trump in the primary. Then they go on to say Governor Pence has been very strong on Second Amendment issues.
All right.
In 2005, he voted to pass the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which halted lawsuits against firearms manufacturers. Gun grabbers had sought to hold firearms manufacturers financially responsible for the criminal misuse of firearms.
So shame on Trump, good for Pence, and good for the Trump going in the right direction on this,
That's right, and used the threat of the lawsuits, they say, to force through policies that had been rejected by state legislatures and Congress.
Yeah.
So, you know, the GOA doing their job and giving us a good update there.
Well, and that's exactly what we need to see. By the way, speaking of the GOA, Gun Owners of America, Gun Owners is a sponsor of Liberty Roundtable Live coming to the convention. Mm-hmm. Larry Pratt and crew over there helped us get here, and we thank them. I'm a lifetime member of GOA and highly recommend you become one as well. GunOwners.org, become a lifetime member today. So good for Larry and all those guys, Kurt, and good for Mike Pence standing up for our right to keep and bear arms, and good for Kasich for his willingness to not suspend the Second Amendment. I know it's kind of strange when we're praising people for obeying the law, but in this case, at least, good for him, right?
Well, that's exactly right. We're just not used to that too much, but, you know, and then we did see that the John Birch Society gave Mike Pence about a 62 average.
Yeah.
He was in the 80s sometime and in the 40s sometimes, but he did get a 62 on the average. So, you know, he's not Ron Paul or Rand Paul, but he is certainly not Kennedy or.
Well, and he's
like
a whole
that.
Lot more solid than a Chris Christie or a Newt Gingrich would be.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be clear about, you know, and one of the things that is critical too, I guess they say that you got to carry Indiana or your chances are done. This goes a long way to getting that done too. I think Indiana likes Mike Pence, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, another article I saw, I thought what I would ask you about, it's a Real Clear Politics article. By the way, they're just across the way from us, the Real Clear Politics guys are. And Cleveland Police Association president there, Steve Loomis, says that Obama has blood on his hands. And he's talking about basically how, from what he has said, he's, you know, pushed this whole idea that, you know, the false narrative that police are racist. And so then you've got, you know, this kind of a problem.
Now, well, and the thing is that you got to be very clear and understand that it's because Obama's a racist, Kurt.
Well, that's
look,
what
we've
I would
had
say.
A lot of healing going on in America between blacks and whites. It's been a great healing and a great thing to stand together shoulder to shoulder as Americans and judge people on the content of their character. And ever since Barack took the helm, we've had nothing but political and racial divide, Kurt. And, you know, I'm sad to say that, but I see Barack promoting Black Lives Matter, promoting the Muslim Brotherhood, promoting the new Black Panthers and more, and getting involved in ACORN, which is a pretty riotous organization, to say the least. And you just see nothing but this divide. And then when cops are killed, once in a while, Barack makes a good statement like, hey, we all got to kind of stand down. We all got to get along. We all got to find ways to have peace. And I appreciate that. But he's done nothing but ratchet it up against the police, ratchet it up against, quote, whites, for a long time. And I reject that narrative, and I would say that part of the reason is because Barack is a racist. He really is. Now, I know he's half black and half white, but he chooses to be black because there's a political agenda advantage to that.
Well, that's a good point. And the Real Clear Politics boys also got a piece. The headline.
Aren't they right over there, Kurt?
Yes, they are, straight across the way.
All
where
right.
We got NBC and CBS right behind us. And,
now, I was asking, but, Kurt, what happens when it's not so clear? What do those people do? But
yeah,
in this case, it is pretty clear that Barack's an agitator, to say the least.
Yeah, and this headline from says, MSNBC characterizes Baton Rouge shooter as member of anti-government sovereign citizen militia group.
See, so, and that's bogus. I don't even know what that means, Kurt.
Well, I know. But
I don't know what an anti-government sovereign citizen militia group is.
All they got to do is label you that.
That's
it's
right.
Like when they call you a racist or
good
whatever.
Point.
Then you're just basically persona non grata. You're just
you're right.
Part of the problem.
Now, they've tried to say that about me, but I'm not anti-government.
That's
I
right.
believe in the proper role of limited government based on the supreme law of the land. You know, I believe in the greatest general ever known, General George Washington. I believe in the principles the founding fathers put this nation together on. I believe in promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. I want to work with everybody who wants good for this country and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they wanted to basically, you know, say, I'm a sovereign citizen. Well, I don't even know
the
what that means.
The Real Clear Politics guys, they give you a quote. They say, this is what they say. Now, there had been some early indication that the shooter had been connected with a group called the Sovereign Citizens This is a loosely, this is in their article.
Yeah, let me stop
loosely,
you there.
Yeah.
There's no such a group, by the way. This
I
is
know,
bogus.
But
and
this
it's
is
manipulation.
How they do it, Sam.
Right.
This is how they do it. This is a loosely affiliated movement of people who do not believe in the authority of most government. They don't believe in the federal government. They don't believe in the currency. They don't believe in the authority of local police.
Okay, now this is where the manipulation begins. I'm sorry. Clear politics, your agenda is tainted.
Yes.
I don't mean to be offensive when they're sitting right across the row here, but I will call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
When you say you don't believe in the currency, okay, I believe in constitutional currency, which is gold and silver, honest weights and measures, okay? I believe in that. Now, when you say the Federal Reserve Note or bogus currency based on a private banking cartel, I'm not so hot on that. However, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be anti-government, do anything. I believe in the proper role of government. I believe the federal government has a role. I just believe that they've gone way beyond their mission,
yep,
way beyond their mandate, way beyond their authority. And so just because I believe in proper currency of the Constitution and because I believe the federal government is taking too much power into themselves, they don't justly have authorization for, that doesn't mean that I'm anti them or that I'm against them. And so this is where the manipulation begins. At what point do you call somebody anti-government? And the answer is, as you wisely say, Kurt, when they want the labels to begin, when they want the debate to be
That's
over,
right.
and when they want to marginalize somebody into to virtual outer darkness, so to speak, right?
Yep, and the Real Clear Politics guys go on. They say the one organization that they tend to trust is local sheriffs. They believe that they're the only ones who actually are properly empowered by the Constitution.
Okay, now that's
to
a lie.
Any government authority. I'm
I do believe in the sheriff, and I believe the sheriff has plenty of authority in his local jurisdiction, no question. But we believe in the states. Rights, the 10th Amendment and the state's rights as a critical component. But the idea that we believe the sheriff is the only one with power, I mean, they're off their rocker. The sheriff works closely with his county officials, with the DA. He's an elected person and accountable to the people. There's appropriate state relationships with the sheriff. The governor and others have appropriate relationships there. The idea that we believe somehow the sheriff has greater power than any other public official is bogus. But there is a check and balance here that we need to speak of. And again, Clear Politics misses it once again, Kurt.
Well, it's a great
And if those
point,
people here are talking about them, if they want to have some guts and come on the radio and debate it with me, come on.
I doubt that'll happen. Then.
Yeah. Maybe I'll drop by their booth after the show and see if...
All I can see at their booth is, printed material. I don't see anybody sitting there or whatever.
Sounds like fuzzy politics
to me.
Their
final sentence says, whether this gunman was in fact still connected with them...
With who?
The gunman, you know, this is this sovereign
With who?
Citizen,
this group
people.
You can't even identify and you can't
right.
point a finger
That's
to
right.
leadership or anything else? This labelistic manipulation for marginalization that you people engage in?
That's right. Then they say whether the gunman in fact knew that some of the people he was shooting at were sheriff's deputies, all of that is very unclear.
Wait a minute. He loves the sheriffs, but he's shooting at deputies. Somehow your logic falls apart right there, ladies and gentlemen. With a quick pause, Clear Lives Matter. Every one of us. This is Liberty Roundtable Live from Cleveland, Ohio, and the National Republican Convention.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book, Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live from Cleveland, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. We are in media row, mainstream press all around us. Kind of crazy, but we are telling the tale of liberty everywhere we go. Let's see. We got Sherilyn Eager with us riding shotgun, well-known talk show host from KTKK AM 630 Talk Radio. She does a radio broadcast Monday through Friday on that facility. She is in Cleveland with us. And hi, Sherilyn. You got to turn on your mics. Flip that switch.
There you go. Now we're on.
Yes, perfect. We're doing great. And I want to talk about this Dinesh D'Souza video. It was timed to be released during the Republican convention. There was a showing yesterday. We were able to drop you off, and you were able to go to that event, right?
Yeah. It's been a pretty hectic time getting from one place to the other. But I finally got over there, and it was just packed. The theater was full of, of course, a supportive crowd to learn all about not only the history of Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, but going way back through history of the Democratic Party itself. I was shocked at some things that I did not know.
Get on your mic a little bit more.
Okay.
Tell us a couple of things that you learned, and then we'll get into the film.
Well, first of all, and I did know some of this, during and leading up to the Civil War, this is documented, the votes in the House and the Senate to support slavery were all Democratic votes. And it was...
Well, so the Democrats are thugs. We get it.
Party line,
yeah.
You know? And it was throughout history, the Republicans that were always the ones wanting to prohibit slavery, to get rid of it. And so it starts there. And then you move forward. I don't want to be too much of a spoiler alert because it is going to be opening in Utah on Thursday evening in Provo.
Now, so when you say it, you mean the film.
The movie. Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party.
Now, it used to be named something else, right?
Yeah, well, I think they started out, it was called Stealing America, and then, of course, there's a book that accompanies it. But I think the closer that we got to the inevitability that, Hillary Clinton was going to be the Democratic nominee, it made sense for them to brand it in this way. But it's still the same thing. It's how the Democratic Party has stolen America. And they have actually stolen and co-opted who Republicans were in the first place.
And they've used high technology to get that done. They've manipulated historical facts via the mainstream press. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes, yes. I mean, even moving up to the turn of the century and, 1900s, elements of fascism and of eugenics and Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Those were all Democrats.
Yes, but there's been a lot of Republicans that have been involved in that, too. Prescott Bush was involved in World War II with the big corporations and the eugenics movement as well. So sad to say there's been inside Republicans that have been on that as well.
Sure, but I'm talking about the votes in, you know, that were actually taken by elected officials in Congress. Those were Democrats. So it is a history that people need to know about because it continues today, except they have co-opted who the real freedom lovers and liberty lovers are in this nation. And when you look at what the Clintons are doing, it's just it's a travesty. It's just a crime family. I don't know what else to call it. It's a crime
syndicate. It's a crime syndicate, and it has tentacles all over the world. And the problem is there's Republicans and Democrats all involved in it. And the sad part about it is that it knows no boundaries, and the depth and breadth of such an organization is truly astonishing. And that's what worries me, that even whether you're a Trump supporter or not, really, if you're not very careful, Hillary will end up being your president by hook or by crook.
Well, yes, and there will be those, of course, the Cruz supporters and others that were running on the Republican side are, of course, disappointed. But this is a moment of decision, and there is a strong sentiment that if those folks do not come around and support the Republican nominee, that that's going to be a disaster for the Republican Party, because it's such a populist sentiment right now out in the electorate, and we don't want it to turn into mob rule, which it easily could.
You're right about that. And one of the things that's interesting to note, late breaking news says that Donald and Ted Cruz have had many of arguments and disagreements on a lot of things. But now Donald has a very unique place for Ted that makes sense. And then they're working on it. And Ted was offered a speaking slot at the convention and he accepted. So we do see things trending in the right direction for a unity in party. And like or dislike Mike Pence, he will bring a much more conservative, credible idea to the ticket. And we'll see how it goes. But we're going to be here for the next 3 days watching all the tales. We should line up some star-studded guests here for the next several days as well. James Edwards en route from the political cesspool to join us. We got all kinds of good things happening. Any other tidbits from the film that are really important for people to know?
Well, of course, we must remind everyone who intends to go out and vote, and those that don't should, that the Clintons have continued with the criminal activity that they've been engaged in, whether it's Benghazi or, you know, recently with the email scandal, and it's all being dismissed. And the American people can decide if they get out and vote and make sure that Hillary Clinton is not the next president of the United States. That will set a terrible precedent for going forward into the future, where there was a comparison in the film, and I've often thought about this. If you know anything about Eva and Juan Perón in Argentina, they were the experts at the foundation money rolling in, you know, and the money kept rolling in, you know, that song from Evita. It's true. And you see it happening again with the Clintons. It's a replay of what happened with fascism in Argentina years ago.
And that is a problem. But again, I would hold the Republicans somewhat responsible. Right now, they could hold Hillary in contempt regarding her answers with emails and answers of Benghazi and everything else.
You're right.
If they
mean,
were
that's
to hold
the
her
end
in,
of the stick.
If they were to hold her in contempt, it would take 218 House members. You could have several traitors amongst the Republican Party and still get it done. And if you did that, you would bypass the Justice Department. You would bypass all this crime syndicate assistance they've been receiving,
you're,
and you would
so
open
right.
it up to a grand jury and real accountability.
You're so right, and that is the problem. When we elect Republicans, most Republicans want them to stand up and speak out and do whatever it takes to stop the criminal activity that's going on in Washington, D.C., the lobby culture. But, you know, they get elected, and then they get sucked into that culture, many.
Yes, you're right about that.
And
even if they don't get sucked into believing in the culture, they get sucked into this idea that they really can't rock the boat there. They got to focus on something else, and they somehow believe the lie, even if they're good people.
Yeah, and leadership, I mean, the leaders that we've had in the past, and, you know, continues forward, that have to play the game of, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, but leadership comes in and says you will vote this way or you won't get this position on a committee, you know, that's an intimidation. And frankly, I think that when that happens, if our elected officials would stand up and speak out and expose it, you know, shed some sunlight on what's going on in Washington, I think they would garner much more respect. I think they're respected as a very low level right now. And this is across the board. It's not just one party. It's both parties have been participating in this, and that has to stop. I think that's what is causing this populist movement.
You're right, and Donald's blown up the standard narrative, and now it's time for us to jump into the gap. Like in football, they say there's a hole open, yeah. You better fill it.
Yeah.
And the sooner we do that, the better off we are, and that's why we're at the Republican Convention. We intend to keep an eye on the ball. We've got some floor passes. We're going to go on the floor and get you some internal reporting from that. And we're going to be running around meeting with people and talking all day. Now, your show is right after ours from the Republican National Convention as well.
Right. And so here's just another thought. You know, if the people don't stand up and speak out and get out and vote, we're just going to continue in the mess that we're in, and it's not going to have a happy ending. And this is a time, you know, Sam, you got a great show. You're speaking about liberty every day. You're on the air. We're trying to do the same thing. People don't understand what the establishment really is. And I don't know about you, Sam, but here's my definition of establishment. These are the folks that not only go along with the lobbyist culture, but they also are deeply entrenched in globalism, multinationalism, the international corporations that are controlling the outcome of the votes in Congress, and we're losing our sovereign identity as a nation.
What it's going to take is good, honest Americans working together for the solutions. There's plenty of us, and it's a matter of us standing up and working together for solutions. And I know people say, man, the time for America has passed, but I completely disagree.
Well, I agree with you, Sam. If we don't have a nation, just like Donald Trump says, we don't have our liberty. We don't have a country. Who are we? We're a nation state of the UN. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be subject to unelected bureaucrats. We already have enough of those in Washington, D.C.
You got that right, ladies and gentlemen. We're flat out of time. Thanks, Sherrilyn Eager. We appreciate your time. The breakdown of the movie yesterday, Hillary's America. Really is telling, ladies and gentlemen. It will be opening up in Provo, Utah on Thursday. So get ready and go watch that. It should be a barn burner show, to say the least. Tell all your friends and check that out. We are live. We will be live for the next several days all week long from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have a bunch of guests for you and more. We'll be reporting on the Power Hour and many other radio broadcasts. Tell them thank you. All this is brought to you by thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Brought to you by Larry Pratt and crew at gunowners.org. Become a lifetime member. I am one as well. And brought to you by Richard Mack, CSPOA, CSPOA.org. I believe in the CSPOA. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.